America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Jury selection is underway in the trial of Robert Cremo III. He's the suspect in the Highland Park mass shooting. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports the day today began with prosecutors asking Judge Victoria Rossetti to dismiss 47 counts of aggravated battery against Cremo, but they offered no reason why. Cremo will still face 69 counts of murder and attempted murder linked to the mass shooting in Highland Park on July 4th in 2022. The courtroom today was mostly empty on this first day of the trial. And once jury selection kicked off, prosecutors asked potential jurors if they'd heard about the shooting in the news or on social media. All had said yes, but no jurors thought that would stop them from being able to judge the case fairly. Jurors also were drilled about their relationship to guns, whether they like them or had been trained to use them. Politico reporting, former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has pancreatic cancer. Edgar says it has spread beyond the pancreas, but he's confident in his medical team's ability to treat it. The Republican served as Illinois governor for two terms during the 1990s. About 200 people came out on Sunday to march in support of the immigrant and LGBTQ communities in Rockford, Illinois. Moderators encouraged participants to speak their minds and share their own experiences since President Trump's inauguration. Ari Perez is one of the march organizers.
It is our social responsibility to protect the most vulnerable of our society right now. And we're seeing that be right now. Our Latino people, our trans people, so I think that was the main focus in trying to get this organized.
Some people there spoke of the harm Trump's federal policies have posed to Latino students, and others carried signs that read, "No one is illegal on stolen land." Chicago Blackhawks organist Frank Pellico has retired after 33 years. My colleagues Noah Jennings and Cheryl Ray Stout have more.
Hawks fans have heard those notes from the hands of Pellico before every game, going back to the days of the old Chicago Stadium. Here's Pellico ahead of the 83-year-old's final game last night.
It's just time, you know? You think about it, you don't know what to do. How long do you want to? I want to relax, go out to breakfast and dinner with friends now.
Pellico says he'll miss the feeling of the rafters shaking from the cheers of fans most. Noah Jennings, WBEZ News.
Partly sunny skies today. We're getting to a high in the upper 50s and then cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers, a low in the mid-30s. Sunny on Tuesday, still mild, a high in the low 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.